Hey, Gabe. I believe you are right. We could have elaborated on that a bit more. It's just hard to cram everything in. So I guess what I would want to elaborate on is like question number two and question number eight. So we'll do question number two, the working body. Now, because you ask, you know, what did you think it was possible to, you know, what mentally prepared you? Nothing can mentally prepare you for being in a site where death is. However, like, when you're, and also some of the other jobs too, like the hoarder's houses, I had to lift so much well beyond my capacity. Rat remediation jobs, I was like stuck, like smushed in a narrow attic for like 8 hours at a time. And you know me, I'm like a, you know, I mean, when I was young too, especially like quasi glam rock, you know, makeup wearing person. So it's, I want to stress the point that desperation makes you work, casts everything in your life in terms of the non-negotiable when you need to work. So you have this makeup-wearing glam rock creature, you know, kind of like smushed into these, like, spaces that are lifting an inordinate amount. So that's the thing. The working body is driven by the will to continue, not what its capacity is. The working body also holds a tremendous amount of stress. The working body is fueled by Red Bull and cigs and not thinking about what one is doing. You can never think about what you're doing. The working body moves. The working body doesn't think. You know, the working body acts without question. The working body pushes itself without mercy. So there's that.